They never say a word. They'll go on about what their pet is. I learned from my sister-in-law. She lives in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. My oldest brother is a minister. He pastors a church there in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And she is a real good cook, Mildred is, his wife. And she said, Gladys, let me tell you a good way to save on your tea. She said, you can boil that tea, put you a pinch of soda, and it'll take all that strong taste out. And I found out it is.
But just a little? I mean, really?
Just a pinch. You know what a pinch is. Mm-hmm. Just there between your fingers.
Why?
After it boils hard, see? Just take it up, put your pinch of soda mm-hmm. right then in it. And then put it in your container, put your sugar in it. And
you know, they put instructions like that on tea bags, but tea companies would probably
go broke, wouldn't they?
They sure would.
If you save that much, you see. Well, that's just like, now I don't know about boiling grounds over. A lot of people will say.
What, coffee grounds?
Yeah, about boiling them over. I don't imagine they're very good. I don't know. Because
coffee goes bad just from, you know, being warmed up. You know, at least tea doesn't seem to be quite that delicate.
No, it is. It's stronger, you know, the tea is.
People, you know, always turn their nose down at warmed over coffee.
Warmed over coffee. But I have a cousin, and they travel around quite a bit, and he made a career of the service. He was in the Army and stayed as long as he could in there. I mean, put up as much time as they'd let him. And he used to tickle me to death when he'd be out traveling. He'd say, do you have any warmed over coffee? And of course, the waitress would look at him right hard, and he'd say, warmed over coffee is hard.
Oh.
Yeah, he'd say, warmed over is hard. He'd ask him that. Of course, just kid no more like anyway, but he'd say, do you have any warmed over coffee? I guess that's the reason he said that. Oftentimes you do get warmed over coffee in these restaurants, don't you?
You'd probably pay 15 more cents for it, right?
I don't know, but anyway, he'd say, do you have any warmed over coffee? It's hotter.
Do you ever drink iced coffee? I mean,
No, I don't think I care for it. I don't like coffee too well anyhow. I didn't start drinking it until I was about 40 or 45 year old.
Uh-huh.
My father never did drink it, and
but it's much more expensive than coffee. Just that one reason alone, you know, would kind of kill it.
He drank milk for breakfast, and he was. Well, Papa was more of a vegetarian, but he liked milk for breakfast and dinner and supper. He'd drink it all three meals. And
I guess you had a lot of milk. I mean,
well, we always had our own cows.
Uh-huh.
When we lived in the country.
That must have really been nice.
Well, it was. And we only had a spring to keep it in, you know. We had a spring house, and we kept the milk in the spring. Sitting down in the water in big crocks, if we saw a storm coming up, we'd run to the spring house and lift the milk out.